From your local music.
This is CIOI 101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.
Move. Cut.
I'm Callie Ramu, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio.
Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to Orange Grove Radio. I'm your host, Jenna Marie, and I am so, so excited to be bringing you the latest and greatest in Canadian jazz. This episode is going to be packed with some incredible music and some brand new releases, and I also had the honor of having a chat with up-and-coming jazz superstar from Toronto, Callie Ramu. Today, we're getting this party started with music by the Miguel de Armas Quartet. Internationally renowned Cuban pianist Miguel de Armas moved to Canada in 2011, bringing with him a rich and sophisticated musical heritage gleaned over many years of study, performance, and composition. Continuous was just released in May of 2021 and represents the continuation of de Armas' musical journey that began almost a decade ago when he moved to Canada. This album is a compelling collection of songs about love, immigration, long winters, I know a lot about that, and how to stay happy throughout. De Armas is a storyteller and his medium is music. This quartet features Miguel de Armas on piano, keyboards, and compositions, Mark Deco on bass, Michel Medrano Brindes on drums, and Diomer Gonzalez on congas. On this track specifically, we have Yasmina Proveyer on voice. We also have Roberto Riverón on bass. They also have José Alberto Álvarez Batista on duero. And we have very special guests, Samuel Formel and Joel Cuesta from Los Van Van, which is an iconic Cuban band. I'm your host, Jenna Marie, and you're listening to Continuous by the Miguel de Armas Quartet on Orange Grove Radio. that track is absolute fire. Ugh, I love the energy that they brought to the table. Next up, we're going to be featuring a song from Amanda Tosoff's brand new album, Earth Voices. And Amanda Tosoff is an incredible piano player and composer based out of Toronto, Ontario. Earth Voices is Tosoff's sixth album as a leader and second to feature vocals. But whereas Words featured the marvelous singing of Felicity Williams straight through, Earth Voices adds six additional vocalists to the lineup in term, each ideally suited to the song at hand. Earth Voices is a new collaboration with Juno-winning vocalist Emily Claire Barlow. Amanda has been a part of Barlow's band for the last 5 years, and I actually got to hear them perform live with Barlow's band at Massey Hall for the TD Toronto Jazz Festival. It was an amazing performance. This time, Barlow joined Amanda's band as a featured artist, in addition to releasing and promoting the album on her label, Empress Music Group. You're listening to Fini by Amanda Tosoff, featuring Emily Claire Barlow on vocals, Alex Goodman on guitar, John Maharaj on bass, Morgan Childs on drums, and, of course, Amanda Tosoff on piano.
Thank you.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm your host, Jenna Marie, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio, the show that plays the latest and greatest in Canadian jazz. Seems like we're on a little bit of a Toronto, Ontario kick here on Orange Grove Radio today. This next artist is also based out of Toronto, and we're going to be talking about Harley Card, who is a composer and guitarist who just came out with an incredible album called The Greatest Invention. This album draws inspiration from a range of musical influences, memorable places, and Harley's deep interest in exploring the process of composition. The Greatest Invention is an album unified both by Harley's voice as a writer and the quintet's sound and approach, developed over the last 12 years as a working band. 12 years! I don't even know if I have friendships that long. Just kidding. I definitely do. Do I? I don't know. Anyway, you're about to listen to Enclosure by Harley Card, featuring David French on saxophone, Matt Newton on piano, John Maharaj on bass, who you actually just heard on Amanda Tosoff's recording. So that's pretty cool. And, of course, Harley Card on guitar. You're listening to Orange Grove Radio.
Hi there, this is Artie Roth, bassist for the Toronto-based jazz trio Toontown, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio on The Hawk 101.5.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Orange Grove Radio, and I'm your host, Jenna Marie. Okay, next up, we're going to be talking about Aaron Dolman's Nostalgia and Other Fantasies. This album came out in November of 2019 and is absolutely incredible. So before we get into the details of the album, I'm going to tell you a little bit about Aaron. So Aaron Dolman is a drummer, composer, and bandleader born and based in Montreal, and he is rapidly establishing himself as an exciting voice in the city's diverse music scene. I've also had the pleasure of meeting Aaron a couple of times, and let me tell you, he is such a nice kind person. Nostalgia and Other Fantasies is the debut album for Aaron, and the album features original music inspired by the feelings of nostalgia that are stirred up while sifting through old family photos, driving through the Canadian prairies, or sitting by a silent lake at midnight. Aaron's unique ensemble features two guitarists, Zachary Bachan and Marcus Lowry, who alternate between acoustic and electric instruments, along with Caitlin Smith on viola and Matthew McConnell on the upright bass. The unique instrumentation of Aaron's folk music-inspired ensemble conveys a broad tonal palette that is rarely found in jazz ensembles today. While listening to this track, you may recognize a couple of cool sounds, and that is because Aaron is rarely found at the drums without his distinctive bag of sound toys, a collection of bells, trinkets, knickknacks, and other curious objects found at antique shops and thrift stores throughout his travels. He uses these objects to add layers of unique and interesting sounds to his playing. This is Has It Been a Year Already? By Aaron Dillman, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio.
Thank you.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back, everybody. I'm your host, Jenna Marie, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio. For today's episode, I had the great opportunity of interviewing Kalia Ramu, who is a vocalist, composer, and visual artist from Toronto, Ontario. Ramu has a passion for storytelling and reinventing old jazz music. She has an eclectic taste for music from all over the world and draws influence from jazz, blues, theater, R&B, and rock and roll. She fills her repertoire with rarely recorded forgotten songs with beautiful melodies and humorous antidotes. Here's my interview with Kalia Ramu. I've listened to your album many times, and I've had the honor of hearing you sing live on multiple occasions, and I've always found that your voice fits very much in the jazz tradition, but it's also incredibly unique. Which vocalists inspire you, and how have you come to create your signature sound?
So there are so many names that I could list right now. First of all, thank you. That was very nice. I started singing younger, when I was 12 or 13. I mean, I sang my whole life, but I started listening to the greats, basically Ella Fitzgerald, Billie Holiday. I really liked Peggy Lee and Doris Day as well. And later on, I started listening to people like Sarah Vaughan, Anita O'Day, Blossom Dearie. I even really love Marilyn Monroe's voice.
Yeah.
She's just got this really sweet but like sexy kind of vibe, and I really dig that, as well as João Gilberto and Shirley Horn, Nat King Cole. So there's so many names I could go on, and I found myself, when I started learning, like teaching myself to sing, basically when I was younger, I would imitate them, because I mean, even to my students now, I really recommend that. Trying to see where you can take your voice and expand it and try different styles. So I would imitate singers like Ella Fitzgerald and Billie Holiday and try to see if I could do their thing. And what I got out of that, I think I got to be a little bit more versatile with my voice. And just if you're open to trying different things and not feeling weird or silly about it, it could really take you to places you wouldn't go before, and it just expands your vocal ability and makes your singing a little bit more interesting when you can change it and imitate tones. Finding your own voice, your own signature sound, can be difficult when you're copying other sounds, but I do think it gave me a way to find myself.
You're not only a great singer, but an incredible composer too. And there are four original songs on your album, Little One, Findin' Me, She Drinks Alone, and Living in a Dream. I'm curious to know, what does your songwriting process look like?
Well, usually, I think most of the time I'll think of a melody or part of a melody, and that comes first, and expand on that. And generally, melody and lyrics, I write together. Very often that happens. Sometimes I'll write a lyric and it sparks, just like a first sentence or even a word, and it sparks a melody, which just develops itself in my head. And I'll definitely record that on my phone. A lot of the times I have just like one little idea that I record and I'll come back to later, which I think is a very common thing among songwriters nowadays. Very handy. I don't know even how they did it back when, before phones happened. But yeah, it's actually funny. Melodies usually come to me either really late at night, at least the ones that stick, late at night, or actually I come up with a lot of stuff in the shower.
Nice.
And so much so that sometimes I'll actually put my phone on record before I go to the shower. And just in case something comes up, because, you know, I'll sing and hum stuff in the shower, and I've come up with a few nice little things.
That's amazing. That's such a classic thing, you know, singing in the shower. And of course, all of your great ideas come in the shower. That makes so much sense. It sounds so good in there.
It really does. And something about the relaxing, like hot water streaming on you, you know, you're very relaxed and open to ideas, I think. For harmony in my songs, I think that's a different beast, because when I'm imagining a melody, I can often hear harmony in the background, like even a whole orchestral arrangement sometimes, or the vibe of the song, but it's really hard for me to put that down on paper. I'm working on that. I study jazz piano, and I'm trying to be able to translate that into chords, what I hear. But I'm lucky to have someone, Ewan Farncombe, my piano player and songwriter, songwriting partner. So we often, I'll bring something in like very simple, maybe just with a bass line or just a few chords that I've come up with. And then we really put it together, and he helps me. He plays something and he's like, "Is that what you hear?" And I'm like, no, change this a little bit. Oh, okay, we got it. So he really helps me create these things and make them into songs.
That's beautiful. A collaboration, yeah. Songwriting partner. That's mm-hmm. cool.
I'm Callie Ramu, and you're listening to my song, Little One, on Orange Grove Radio.
Little lights, little stars, little ways to warm up my arms. Little one, say goodnight to the day that has gone. Take your time, let it lie, 'cause you know I can't say goodbye. Little one, little heart, I know that you're mine. You say that I'm sweet, but your lips just cannot. Dreams go on, dim the lights, dim the stars, just wrap me in your charms. Your lips just cannot be beat. I simply don't know why you can't stay here with me. Please try, so pretty little one. Close your eyes and let my dreams go on. Dim the lights, dim the stars, just wrap me in your charm.
Bonjour, this is Quebec-based pianist and composer Amy Rio Roussel from Amy R. Roussel Trio, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio on The Hawk 101.5.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Orange Grove Radio, the show that plays the latest and greatest in Canadian jazz, and I'm your host, Jenna Marie. Listen, I would love to get to know you all better, so if you'd like to send a comment, tell me a story, ask a question, tweet us at OG Publicity. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Orange Grove Publicity. Next up, we're going to be listening to a brand new release. It's from the album Twisting Ways by the Winnipeg Jazz Orchestra, with music by David Braid and Philippe Côté. This album features two singers, Sarah Sleen and Carly Epp, with poetry by Li Tsang. This album reimagines what a vocal jazz album can be and features a multitude of genres, including classical, jazz, pop, and theater. This is Fleur Variation 3, or in English, Flower Variation No. 3, composed by Philippe Côté, featuring the Winnipeg Jazz Orchestra and their album Twisting Ways. You're listening to Orange Grove Radio.
La-dum-pa-pa-pa. La-dum-day-dum-pa-pa-pa. Thank you.
It's me, Jenna Marie, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio, the show that plays you the latest and greatest in Canadian jazz. Now we got something pretty cool. We have a song by La Bim, which is both the name of the album and the name of the band. La Bim is the first album by an exciting new Quebec-based quintet of the same name. Conceived over the past 2 years, this brilliant debut was released in April of 2021 on the Montreal-based label Multiple Chord Music. The group displays a bold and unique sound rooted in modern jazz with strong rock and contemporary classical influences. Pianist Jonathan Turgeon's compelling compositions are bolstered by strong arrangements devised by the whole group. This project is a particularly compelling showcase for a group's woodwind players who explore a wide range of textures and timbres. Faithful to its jazz heritage, La Bim expresses itself through deep, engaging improvisations by Hugo Bluin, Jean-Philippe Godbeau, Alex Dodier, and Gabriel Genest. This is Perdu dans les bois, which translates to Lost in the Woods by La Bim, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio.
Thank you.
everybody. We've come to the end of the show. If you've been here since the beginning, oh, hi. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm so glad that you're having a good time because I had an amazing time, and we're going to keep having amazing times every single week at the same time and the same place. If you're just tuning in now, don't leave just yet because we still have one amazing song to play for you. But I just want to let you know that if you'd like to ask us a question or join in the conversation or tell me a cool story, tweet us at OG Publicity. You could also follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Orange Grove Publicity. I'm your host, Jenna Marie, and I love bringing Canadian jazz to the airwaves. We have some amazing jazz here in Canada. So keep coming back. Keep tuning in every week because you're going to really love the music that we bring to you. I promise. Closing the show today, we have Winnipeg's very own Aaron Propp and Larry Roy. And we're going to be playing a track off their brand new album, We Want All the Same Things. I love this album. I'm obsessed with this album. I think about it all the time. I play it on repeat. Highly, highly, highly recommend. For We Want All the Same Things, Aaron Propp and Larry Roy reach into the everyday and blur the edges, creating works that are at once deeply personal and achingly relatable. These are songs that take it all in, that read between the lines, that hear the subtext, that feel it, and that say it out loud. Their music rings true with nuance and power, with rare clarity and precision. Their musical abilities are tools of exacting expression, expertly honed. They reach in to resonate, calling the listener inside, sounding the overtones of our shared experience. You're listening to Each Hidden Joy with Larry Roy on guitars, Aaron Propp on vocals, Larnell Lewis on drums, who was a special guest flown out to Winnipeg to record this album. There's Will Bonis on piano, Julian Bradford on acoustic bass, and fun fact, Canadian jazz icon Mike Downs is also a bass player on this album, featured on other tracks, and Aaron and Larry flew him out to Winnipeg, so that's really cool. And there's also Rogerio Bocato on percussion. This is Each Hidden Joy, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio. See you next time.